Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, the Chiefs' most handsome cheerleader is on the hotline right now. Mr. Rob Riggles headed his way down towards Miami.
Miami yet? Are you on your way to Miami?
I am. I'm in LaGuardia Airport. I just went through security. On my way to Miami. Officially now.
So you're going to get there that early. Have you got work to do, or are you just hanging?
No, I got work to do. I do the Fox NFL pregame show, so I got work to do for that because Fox has the Super Bowl this year.
Excellent.
I also have a Super Bowl commercial. That's going to be coming on in the fourth quarter. So I've been doing, that's what I was in New York for, doing some press for that. It's kind of a cool thing. There's a website that launches today called whenwecometogether.com, and you can actually, it's the first interactive commercial in the Super Bowl. So if you go watch the commercial, you can, it's like you choose your own adventure. You choose the way it's going to end and stuff.
Nice.
And then you kind of, you, by doing that, you kind of vote, and then whatever everybody decides they like the most is the commercial that will air in the Super Bowl.
So, Are you perfecting your, oh, my Super Bowl commercial's on right now face? Because as soon as it comes on, they're going to be shooting footage of you. Every camera's going to be pointed at you at the Super Bowl.
That's fine with me, because by the fourth quarter, I should already be in celebration mode.
You hope so, right? You hope it's that way. Because it's now, I find myself, and you know me, I'm not a sports guy, I find myself going down the rabbit hole about what people think and what wins a championship. Is the defense going to be strong enough? And stuff I don't know anything about, but even I'm getting jacked up about it because it's such a momentous thing for Kansas City.
It is. That's a great way to put it. It is a momentous thing for Kansas City. And, I've waited my entire lifetime for this. And so, yeah, I also don't want to go down that rabbit hole of anxiety and fear. So I'm just going to stay joyful and slight buzz on the entire for the next 5 days.
Good call. Now, we were just talking to our sports guy who was stuck at a it's great. He has to fly to LaGuardia, but he's right next to the Miami, or not LaGuardia, Fort Lauderdale. And but he's staying right next to the runway in Miami at a terrible Holiday Inn that's already flooded. Like, I assume you're staying in a much better hotel. In fact, are you staying with the players? You're going to be in the same area as them.
I think we'll be in the same area. I don't think we'll be in the same hotel. But since Fox, like I said, Fox has a Super Bowl and I work for Fox, I'll be staying hopefully somewhere down around South Beach. It'll be fun.
That's so crazy to me. Like, and see, my thing is, I have these questions for, like, who do you bring? If you're Patrick Mahomes, who's the most important person? Your parents? And what does your dad tell you as you're facing, you know, something like this? What happens with the guy who brought you into football? Who's your coach? I guess the coach from his high school got a pair of tickets for the Super Bowl.
That's all. I would include the people that I considered lucky and people that lifted me up. Any naysayers, because there's always one. There's always one in the family or one friend who's like, I don't know, man. I don't know. The $40 is pretty dang good.
Yeah.
I want to hear that. I need people around me who are like, you know, do what you've done all year long. You got this. You were born to do this. You know, you need positive energy, and you need to have a mindset of we're going to win. You can't even let it into your mind that we're not going to win. You got to think we're going to win the whole time.
Well, that's yeah, because that stage is now. And I got it. If I was on that team, especially if you're Patrick Mahomes, you think you got to kind of hate this week a little bit because you just got to get to the game. You're like, I just want to play the game. I don't want to do any of this other stuff. I just want to play the game.
Yeah, that's what I would think, too. I would think this week would be such an adrenaline suck.
Yeah.
That by the time you got to the game, you'd be exhausted.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't want to think about it anymore. You don't want to dream about it anymore. I just want to put the pads on and go play the goddamn game and win.
Right, right. Yeah. So it's a good thing. Hopefully, I think they know that. I think the coaches have enough experience and that they'll pace them out. They'll do things to build in some relaxation. And these guys are so young and strong, not only mentally but physically, that, you know, for us, we're like, God, I need to be in a cryo chamber for 2 days prior to this. No, they're like, they're fine. Right. They could stay out all night and still go play a game.
Yeah, well, you think 24 years old, that kind of pressure, of course, physically, and the guy's at the top of his game. He's healthy. He looks great. And I was talking to my buddy Joe last night, who's in from Tennessee, and he and I have traveled the world together and never once, ever discussed football. And we find ourselves at dinner having drinks and talking about why is this Mahomes kid so special and why does the entire United States find him so captivating? And it's just his demeanor and the fact that he's doing stuff, it looks, I think, that we don't normally see in football. Everybody else is trying to perfect a formula that's been done a million times because that's the way you play the game. He doesn't seem to have any rules or regulations or preconceived notions about what you can or cannot do as a quarterback.
100%. 100%. And he does it all with a smile on his face.
Yeah.
Which is, that's the, like the icing on the cake. Like, it truly is amazing. I've looked at him. I've had these conversations too, and I've been thinking about it. I looked at Joe Montana, who's considered one of the greats of all time. And he had just this certain, call it magic, where if you look like when he played in Notre Dame, he played in the Cotton Bowl like in 75, he was cool as a cucumber as he drove his team down in the last second to score the winning touchdown. Same thing in the 89 Super Bowl. You know, they had, a minute or so to drive 90 yards, and they did it and scored the winning touchdown. Like, he gets some people, whether it's in athletic endeavors or even in combat, they just get calmer, more focused, and a lot cooler under fire, under pressure, and they're at their absolute best. And I think Mahomes can fall into that category. I think you look back at his high school career, you look back at his college career, he had many moments where when the heat was turned up to the max, he was at his best. So we're blessed to have a quarterback like that, I think.
Sure. Well, I've been in this weird orbit. I was just down in Atlanta to visit Norm Schrutt, my 85-year-old agent, having knee surgery. We're sitting at Goldberg's in this little suburban area having a breakfast. It's packed. And a guy still walks up to him and goes, Norm, how are you? Big hug with his wife and sits down. And then he explains to me it's Dan Reeves, the coach Dan Reeves, who sits down and has breakfast with us. Yeah. So my buddy Mojo from Detroit is having to text me under the table some of his background because I don't know his background, you know, that he's, you know, the Cowboys and the Falcons and of course the Broncos. And he starts telling Elway stories and he's the sweetest. It was his 80th birthday, by the way. Nicest guy, super gregarious, took pictures. Yeah, his wife is hugging everybody. She wants to know why I have a wallet chain and a skull ring. Like, it's a ridiculous life. But it was, I wish I'd have sent you the pictures because it was so surreal, but I found myself really enjoying that human being, and he was different than other people. The coach really was different. He was a calmer, and he told this story about Elway. He goes, I would tell him what to do. He would go out and not do anything I said, and I'd be mad going, no, 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 and then it would work, and I'd go, yes, and then I would have to worry how I could ever work with this guy because he knew how to do it even when I didn't know.
Wow. Yeah, some people are just like that, and that's why they're special. So Patrick's 24, so I think we're in for many years of this kind of awesomeness.
All right. Listen, are you getting on your plane right now?
Pretty close.
Okay. I'm going to let you roll. But, man, have a great time. I know how great this is for you, just as a human being, how much you love it. And I know you got a lot of work to do, but I'll be watching for you, and I can't wait to see the TV commercial.
Dude, it's always great talking to you. I love talking Kansas City, anything with you. So enjoy the game. And afterward, we got to catch up again so we can revel in all the glory.
Oh, we got to talk the June for the Big Slick, right?
Absolutely, June 5th and 6th.
All right, we're going to talk all that stuff. All right, listen, go enjoy yourself, man. We're here after the first time in 50 years. Also, on our, I got my buddy George in Curacao had the boat out yesterday with the dolphins jumping in the air, Chiefs flag flying, everybody on the boat wearing Chiefs jerseys. I just put the pictures up. It's literally a worldwide Chiefs celebration.
Oh, I saw the pictures on your Insta. I definitely saw it. I was loving it, by the way. I was actually jealous that I wasn't on the boat.
Isn't that great? It's neat. Neat to see you, man. All right, brother. Talk to you soon. Hold on a second there. Everybody heading down. It is a weird phenomenon. And I don't even feel like I'm bandwagoning. I feel like I'm more on the outside looking into this weird thing in Kansas City that I'm truly enjoying. Like, it's great to see. Like, I don't get it. I don't get I do get the excitement and the enjoyment of what we're doing. Do I understand the game completely? Of course I don't. That's silly. I know you got to get more points.
Sure.
Yeah, I know he's a good quarterback. I know that when you complete your play and you go forward, that's a good thing. I understand all that part. But it's really amazing to see a star like Rob Riggle, a star like Paul Rudd, just not posturing because they're from Kansas City, but because they grew up here, and they turn into little kids again. All their stardom, all of these are their heroes. You know, for Paul Rudd, a Rob Riggle, a Koechner, a Sudeikis, any of those guys, Stone Street, any of those guys would do anything to get 5 minutes face-to-face with Patrick Mahomes privately because that's their level of star.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's fun to watch all of that stuff happen.
Well, and it's so obvious with them, no matter what they've done, all these guys that you just listed, this is still home.
Yeah.
And this is still your home team. God knows some years it was tough.
And he is still a bigger-than-life even though he's 24, even though he's a young kid, even though he seems so welcoming, he is still bigger. He's
special.
He's on his way to becoming that Elway, that Montana, that Joe Namath, that legend. Now, you know, anything can get derailed. Hopefully, this will just be the first of many, many incredible moments. But it's fun to see from 8-year-old little kids to superstars get super jacked to the nines about how it's going to go on Sunday. And I think the country really is rooting for the Chiefs because we've never been there. And because Mahomes is so young and so relatively inexperienced. And you think, the 49ers, that's a pretty legendary team. They've been here a bunch of times. So no matter what you say, I do think that the country is behind this team, this Kansas City team. And I think that they've, you know, we're a bit of an underdog. You know, this is all new. And I think that's the best place to be.
Well, and just watching the last couple games, how they start out ugly, these are the guys that, for some reason, no matter what, are making it different. We're getting that much closer.
Well, we hoped all season long that our team would finish strong. And now you know the whole damn city's about to freak, yeah. Because this Sunday in Miami, Patrick Mahomes is gonna be uncanny. Hey. And bring a great big victory home for the Chiefs. Come on!
Oh, you know the Chiefs are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.